for one fucked up individual.
I can't believe you just took a Klonopin.
I can't believe you just called the front desk at 3:30 in the morning.
Transferred to a manager. She didn't know how to handle that question.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son is a Buddhist clown with a lot of anxiety.
Together we chat about sex. Why do we do it?
We like to open those doors up.
We need to talk more about sex in our society, and so where is the most uncomfortable place to do that? Usually with parents. And so we're trying to go to those deep waters.
Where normally people cringe and cover their ears, we want all that stuff out in the open.
Yes, and we couldn't do this without the support of our unbelievable sponsor, Clone a Willy.
And Clone a Pussy, but it's cloneawilly.com if you want to get 20% off.
20% off your entire order. Okay, we haven't even explained what the hell this thing is.
Clone a Willy is a little molding kit.
You want to make a replica of your penis or pussy?
You got to do it with Clone a Willy, and we've done it, and together.
You basically make it's a do-it-yourself vibrator. You put these body-safe materials on your dick or pussy. You can do it with a partner or alone, or in my case, with my brother.
Which is kind of weird, but he wasn't really in the room.
He was not in the room. It was a last resort.
But basically, it's a great gift for the holidays, and you get 20% off.
When you mention code MOM at www.cloneawilly.com.
You guys have to try this. It's hilarious, and it's fun.
We'll talk a little more about that later on the show.
And it's sexy.
All right. So,
speaking of sexy.
Our show is sexy.
Our show is
and
sexy.
And if you enjoy the show, please, it's the giving season.
All you have to do is subscribe.
Just subscribe. Wherever you listen to the podcast, just subscribe.
It's free.
It's free. What is it? What's the big deal? It's just you subscribe, but it really does help us out because then we stay connected with you guys. You're notified when our thing comes out.
Right. If the episode comes out and you don't have your subscribe notifications on, you will not be notified. And that's a shame because these are really funny episodes.
And this episode, we are very excited for.
Because it's all about anxiety. High anxiety. Literally from the movie, High Anxiety.
I was very high and anxious. And we'll get to that. How do you like that for a teaser?
No, you were not high. You were just anxious.
I was at a very high level.
Okay. You're always at a high level.
In so many words.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, we don't want you to turn this off until the very last second because you're going to miss out on something hilarious.
We stayed in a hotel together and my mom recorded me at 4 a.m.
And that's all we're going to say.
Stay tuned. We love when you guys leave us ratings and reviews. I wanted to read one.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I think you're going to like this one. This one says, a real mensch, 5 stars.
Oh, for those of you guys who don't know what mensch is, it's like a real quality human being in Yiddish.
This person said their name is also a real mensch. Totally outstanding stuff. I'm totally hooked. You guys always brighten my day. Heart.
I like that one.
Thank you, a real mensch. You're a real mensch.
Yeah, short and to the point.
Thank you very much for the review.
Yeah. And speaking of reviews.
Yeah.
If you guys want a review, just go to the review tab and hit review. And give us 5 stars.
One last thing we want to plug before we enter the show. By the way, we have a wild show coming up.
It's hilarious. I guarantee you will not contain yourself. You better like make sure that you go into the bathroom first because you're going to pee in your pants.
Well, it might be an exaggeration. Basically.
No, it's not an exaggeration. It's that funny.
I had a little...
Wait, we're going to go with survey right now.
All right, fine. Talk about that.
Okay, so we don't know exactly who is listening to this podcast. We get some...
We want to know you, though.
Yeah, we're getting to know you. Okay. Getting to know all
right, that's nice.
About you.
That's very nice.
So we can't get to know you unless you fill out a survey, and the survey is...
At sextalkwithmymom.com. There's a little survey button. You can, by filling out the survey, you enter to win over $300 worth of sex toys and intimate accessories from Babeland.com. Babeland is our sponsor for that survey. Thank you, Babeland.
It'll literally take you 5 minutes. I just actually did one for Conan O'Brien. It's cool.
It really helps out podcasters because it tells you who's listening, and then we can figure out, you know, what are the guests we're supposed to have on the show, what type of advertisers we're supposed to be working with.
We want to know who you are.
It improves our show. Okay. Those are the ways you can help us out. Now,
so that you go to sextalkwithmymom.com and find the survey and fill it out.
Okay. So, perhaps, you know, this is the Monday morning after show, okay? So, the Monday morning after show is where we chat with you directly, our lovely listeners, and respond to your text messages and voicemails that you leave us at our number, which is Yes Text Mom. We love when you guys hit us up there. You just type in Yes Text Mom at your phone. So, I wanted to just dive right in.
Okay. Because we were away, I'll tee it up by telling you guys that we were in Chicago visiting family
for Thanksgiving.
And because we were in a room together, we had an opportunity to find out a little bit more about Cam's neurosis. Exactly what just happened 2 minutes ago. Let's start
with
it.
First of all, you're going completely off topic. We were going to read the text, and now suddenly we're talking about my neuroses.
Yes, because just now.
By the way, which come from a specific parent of mine.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that is true. Your father had really no neurosis, and I had a tremendous amount and still do.
I don't think we talk about your neuroses enough.
Why? Just because I thought my dog had died this morning?
Literally. 2 hours ago, I forgot about that. The dog didn't respond to your calling, and you said, oh my God, the dog's dead.
Wait, he didn't respond for a while. I could not find him, and I have
a very tiny apartment. Two minutes.
No, it was 5 minutes.
He was sitting in the corner looking at you like you're an insane person.
He usually comes running towards me when I call him, Gus, Gus, Gus. No response. I literally went into every room, and he was hiding. Why was he hiding?
Probably because he didn't want to deal with your anxiety.
That's not true. So what does Cam do 2 minutes later? All right, maybe 20 minutes later. He tells me that he thinks somebody walked into the apartment.
Well, the apartment was not locked, and suddenly I had my headphones in, but the door opened and closed.
How do you know if you had your headphones in and you were working that the door opened and closed?
I heard the door open and close.
Okay.
It was loud.
It's possible
and
somebody
responded.
Went into the garbage across the way and opened and closed the door.
Okay, this is called Sex Talk with My Mom. It's not called Anxiety Chat with My Mom.
Okay, but basically you had a little anxiety this morning, and so we decided to share some anxiety that you had when we were out of town.
We're going to do that later in the show.
Oh, okay.
This is going off the rails.
All right, let's do the cold.
We have a whole structure. You know, I just so our listeners know, we have a whole structure of how the show is supposed to go.
I skipped ahead.
Every time you.
Not every time.
Sometimes. Most times I have to fucking steer the ship right back on track because you're going off the grid completely.
I did go off the grid. I apologize. Let's move on to cold and coming. And
okay, so we had an episode on last Monday where we brought on my friend Doug, and we discuss my tendency when I get anxious when I'm hooking up with someone to get very cold. My body gets very frigid.
Except for one part.
My dick gets very warm. Very warm. And we get a lot of responses to this episode that we did together.
Right. There were a lot of people who gave their armchair advice as to what to do.
Well, let me just read a few texts that I received.
That we received.
Okay.
I'm privileged to get the chance to read these as well.
All right. So the first one I wanted to say said, this is actually tremendous. Hi, guys. I'm a listener from Canada. In response to your most recent episode, Cam, you talk about getting very cold while getting into it with someone. I have the same issue, except my dick won't get hard even if I'm turned on. This is because I have severe anxiety, and when having bad anxiety, your body goes into a preservation mode where it sends all excess blood to your major organs because it feels like the body is under attack and wants to keep the body alive, so there's less blood in your limbs, which makes you feel cold. You are not alone. This is what I've learned through my journey with anxiety and anxiety around sex. I love the show. I listen every week the day the episode comes out. Feel free to read this on the show.
What's his name?
Smitty. Thank you very much.
Smitty, you and Cam should get together
We could be freezing together.
And why do you guys go into fight or flight mode when you're supposed to be enjoying a time with a woman?
It doesn't always happen to me. In fact, my most recent interaction with a female, intimately, did not involve me getting like an iceberg.
Did you use Doug's advice and get a warm blanket going, a heating pad?
No. First of all, Smitty, thank you very much for making me feel less alone. Mom was making me feel very, very alone in this. I'm glad to hear that I'm not alone.
What do you mean I made you feel alone? I just found it to be bizarre.
Thank you. That is another way of saying that you're a weird fuck. So thank you for not making me feel that way. Here's another person's response from Elizabeth. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that the episode today was hilarious. I absolutely love Doug, and I agree that Cam needs to do a pilot test with the heated blanket.
There you go.
You should definitely do that and then do a follow-up episode. LOL.
Have you used that heated blanket idea?
No, I have not bought a heated blanket.
I have a heating pad if you'd like to borrow it. Maybe heating just your like butt will help.
No, that area is very warm, as we all know.
Oh, okay. Maybe
so. It would basically be all other parts of the body. I would need a full. I just need a full suit minus the dick cutout.
Do you think they make those like clone a willy type of things?
They should.
They should make a like a whole body like an armor. Like if you were wearing, what about a ski suit? You know what you should do? Get your wetsuit. That 3mm wetsuit that you aren't using because you're not diving lately, you just cut a hole where your dick is, stick your dick out of it, and put the whole wetsuit on.
This look. Could you imagine that look?
I think I came up with a great idea for you and Smitty.
I'm going to hook up with someone wearing a wetsuit with a dick cutout?
Yeah.
No.
They could think you're kind of kinky, you know, like that you'd wear it to a kink party or something. That's what you should wear to your next kink party.
Speaking of which, the people that invited you to the Swingers, the Swinger Diaries said, they responded with a text that says, Cam, you need to have sex in a sauna.
It's not a bad idea, though. What about a whirlpool?
I love that. I would love a whirlpool, by the way, it could work with Uberlube. Uberlube.com, enter promo code MOM.
Way to throw a little advertising into Uberlube.
Because it's hard to have sex in wet places.
We do love Uberlube. Uberlube is my favorite lube for many reasons, not least of which they come in a beautiful little glass bottle that sits on my nightstand.
Mom, okay. It's enough.
What do they do? Uberlube.com, enter code MOM, and you get how much off?
Free shipping.
Free shipping. That's awesome.
All right. How about we play a little bit of a voicemail?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, Cam and Karen. This is Kat Sell. This is actually a voicemail for the Monday morning after show related to Cam's temperature dropping before he comes and when he's attracted to a girl. I agree with the consensus that you probably do need to go see a therapist. But besides that, I would say it's probably anxiety. More often, that's the temperature changing. I know that happens when you go on an interview or when you're on a blind date. All of those things, they're signs that your body is probably telling you something that maybe you're not ready to have sex. Maybe that's just an indication and a reminder that to trust yourself. And if your temperature is dropping, maybe you shouldn't have sex. Think about it. Anyway. Keep up the good work.
Now, this is the response I want.
Right.
This is the motherly, kind, listening response that I love.
Thank you. If your temperature's dropping, just don't have sex.
Yeah, that's a brilliant response.
No, it's not.
It's your body saying, oh, something's going on.
No, just
you don't want to have whatever's about to happen.
Can't you, the way you reframe a word, instead of being nervous, can't you say it is energy, exciting energy? That's what's causing this? And why should you stop what you're doing just because you have anxiety? Because sometimes you got to push yourself to get outside of your comfort zone.
This is why I have anxiety, people. This is exactly why I have anxiety. Yes, you.
What?
Yeah, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
I am the cause of you having fiery dick freezing body syndrome?
Yes.
What? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
by the way, I do want to reemphasize the fact I did hook up with someone recently and it didn't happen.
Who is this?
Granted, we didn't have sex.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying who have you hooked up with? So I did not know this. So you were you wearing a jacket?
I did have tea beforehand.
That maybe the key is the tea.
The key might be the tea. Also, I'm very comfortable around this person. So I think that's a very... When I'm not comfortable around the person, I become like Gus, the shaking dog. And we'd like to take a quick pause to thank our sponsor. Now, Mom, the holiday season is coming up. What are you getting for your partner, D's?
Funny you should ask. I had a brainstorm.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, in the dead of winter, things get a little boring. If you want to spice up your sex life, make a clone of Willie. Make a clone of D's' dick.
For those who don't know, a clone of Willie is a do-it-yourself craft kit. It creates a silicone replica of whatever you put inside it. So if you want to make a replica of your penis, put your dick in there.
A pussy? Put your pussy on there.
And you can give it to a partner or keep it for yourself. It's a phenomenal gift. And as you said, it's a great way to spice up your sex life.
It's fun just making it, and then you have it afterwards to look at.
The process of making it could be funny, or it could be very sensual and sexy because you have to kind of like arouse the other partner.
Yes, and a combination of both.
It's phenomenal. So this holiday season, that is our number one gift that we can recommend to you.
ClonaWilly.com.
Go to ClonaWilly.com and enter promo code MOM to get 20% off your entire order.
Yeah, Gus, speaking of Gus, I think it's time that we get into, well, we took Gus with us on the vacation.
Okay. So this is what we were referring to earlier. Mom and I went to Chicago for Thanksgiving and we shared a hotel room together.
Yeah, we had two separate beds, FYI.
I love that you always have to clarify
well,
that we're not fucking.
There's some crazy pervs out there. Every day I get these comments.
We don't have an incestual relationship,
thank
okay?
you. I just wanted to clarify
so
that they're separate
beds. So we shared a hotel room in separate beds.
And both of us don't sleep really well, so we wake each other up constantly. It's so annoying.
Wait, by the way, I should mention your...
the worst
The roommate? Reason I'm waking up is because you have pill bottles next to your bed. It sounds like maracas are shaking in the middle of the night, every night, because you're fumbling around. Oh, do I take the Ambien? Do I take the Klonopin?
Tylenol.
Do I take the Tylenol? It's insane. It is literally insane.
But usually I don't take any of them. I just have them there for safekeeping.
No, you literally took them. You took them 90% of the nights we stayed there. This is what you convince yourself you don't take it that often. And you this, and then it causes me anxiety because I'm like, my mother's a pill popper. She cannot go to sleep without these fucking drugs.
Your sleeping issues are related to me?
Yes, 100%. This is called enmeshment for those interested in psychology.
Okay, you make this completely always about me. I take it because when I'm in a night, okay, I read somewhere that the first time when you're outside of your own home,
you should never have read
you
this.
Don't sleep well because you're protecting the hearth from when you were a cavewoman or caveman.
How about night six?
Night six, I had a couple nights where I did not even come close to pill popping.
You had one night of no pill popping.
Those are the nights that I had many martinis and wasn't feeling the love for the Klonopin at the same time.
One particular night, you wake up.
Yeah.
And go to the bathroom and then accuse me of waking you up.
Well,
and of course, you woke me up by going to the bathroom.
I'm sorry, okay? But I was awakened by some sort of noises that were on top of the ceiling.
Okay. And so what she's referring to is there was a blizzard one of the nights that we were there in Chicago.
So we're in a high-rise hotel.
On the 21st floor.
Out of like...
37.
Yeah. I noticed you knew the exact number.
We were the 21st floor out of 37. And needless to say, that makes me uneasy.
And it's an older building. It's been there for over 40 years. Okay, just so you know, we're not staying at some brand new place that's ready to, you know, that's still in the growing pains.
So there's a blizzard this particular night. And I wake up and... I hear my mother wakes me up, and
I didn't wake you up. I just happened to go to the bathroom. I'm so sorry.
And then then you accused me of waking you up.
Well, I think you woke me up because I heard noises.
So you woke me up, accusing me that I woke you up.
Yes.
And the truth was, I was making no noises. I was sound asleep. Not really sound asleep. I was in a fitful sleep.
You were in high alert
because the building sounded like it was about to topple over.
Okay, in your mind, it sounded like that. In my mind, it sounded like there was some like snow and sleet going against the windows.
The wind was howling, and it felt like I was on a cruise ship where the boat was going back and forth against the waves, and all the shit in the closets was going from one side to the other. I literally almost fell over in the bathroom.
Okay, that
was swaying so much.
Oh my God! I literally think you're hallucinating.
I was not hallucinating. You did not... I'm very sensitive to movements like this.
Okay. Well,
my inner cochlea is very attuned to when I'm in a high rise and it's fucking flexing back and forth.
We have been on cruise ships where it literally was.
That's why I was familiar with this feeling.
It's nowhere near a cruise ship.
Are you kidding me?
How did
the
you
whole?
Even...
Didn't you hear the whole building? The whole building was creaking.
Hearing creaking is not the same thing as feeling like you're on a boat.
And I did feel like I was on a boat.
Okay.
When I went to the bathroom after you went to the bathroom and woke me up, I went and I felt the boat moving.
Okay. And so what did, like, what
vertigo.
Vertigo. Okay. You had vertigo?
I felt like I was seasick.
Did you? Okay. Literally, you need some serious counseling. Okay.
So I get back in bed. And so it was clearly neither of us were sleeping that well.
No. So what does one do when one has anxiety? I offered Klonopin and Ambien.
I said, no, I'm calling the front desk.
Okay.
And then you immediately said, okay, call the front desk and pulled out your phone at 4 a.m.
I knew this was not going to be a normal chit chat with the front desk. By the way, can you just imagine the front desk getting a phone call like this?
So you pull out the phone. You pull out the phone, and this is what you record. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hi, I was wondering, is it a normal thing if it feels like the wind is about to like blow over the building? It is very windy. Is it normal? I feel like the building is literally swaying and there's creaking and the wind is like ripping through. Okay.
She's
getting transferred to a manager.
Okay.
Getting transferred to a manager.
I just can't even imagine. This woman answers the phone at 4 a.m. She's on the night shift and she gets a phone call like that. And you know, in her mind, she's going, this is not in my training manual, okay?
It lasted, literally, it didn't even last 30 seconds. She immediately heard the question and concern and said, I'm going to transfer you to a manager.
And she's thinking to herself,
I've never been transferred to a manager that fast. Usually I have to ask to be transferred to a manager.
Yeah, because they were concerned that you might be a suicide risk.
Jumping out the window.
Yes. I can just imagine.
This was not in their training protocol.
No.
All right, moving on.
She's going to send the building psychiatrist over here.
Yeah, I was wondering, it seems like it's extremely windy, and I just wanted to make sure that the building is meant to, like, kind of flex in the wind, because there's a lot of creaking. Okay. Yeah, all of the above.
And in case you guys are wondering, this is not staged. This is not a bit... This is real.
Do you hear what I said? All of the above?
All of the above. What question did she ask?
She said, well, are you hearing wind howling? Are you hearing creaking? Are you feeling swaying? And I said, D, all of the above.
It feels like I'm on a boat of some sort.
What's, like, when you said it feels like I'm in a boat of some sort, what sort did you think?
Of any variety.
I mean, were you talking a sailboat, a motorboat, cruise ship? What kind of boat were you feeling
It literally could have been any type of boat that's on, it's any sea craft.
Vehicle. So yes. It could have been a submarine.
It could have, no, usually those are actually, you don't feel the turbulence that
much in
a submarine.
Okay, so it was not a submarine, but it was some sort of boat of some sort.
On the waves.
On the waves.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, this is a first.
Wait, are you saying that she's never received a phone call like this before? This is a first, is what she said.
I think I was saying this is a first for me.
It's a first for her.
No, actually, I think she was saying that she doesn't get this a lot.
No, not a lot. It's never happened. And probably she's been working there since they started because she's in the managerial level. So she's worked there for many years. She has never received this. And by the way, Chicago's called a windy city for a reason.
Yeah.
It's windy.
Yeah, so they should have buildings that don't make it sound like you're about to die in the middle of the night.
No, they have buildings that adjust to the wind.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, I think it might be a late hour to switch.
What? We're not switching. Are you crazy? Shut the fuck up.
Okay, cool.
You tell me to shut the fuck up.
Yes. You are talking about moving us at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Trust me, if it was just me, I would have definitely moved the rooms.
We had already moved like 3 times.
Because of you.
Okay, but I moved during daylight hours and we had gotten ourselves in a beautiful room.
So 3 more hours and the daylight would have struck. And then I would have wanted to move rooms.
Where? Where are we moving to?
Somewhere lower ground. My sinuses are all fucked from being at that height anyway.
That's bullshit. Your sinuses were fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for easing my anxiety. No worries. Take care. Bye bye.
I better have a psychiatrist come knock at the door in a few minutes. What the fuck?
I feel like vomiting right now.
Did she just say to you that would you like to switch? And you said maybe tomorrow?
That's correct.
Do you know what
she said? She goes, let me see. On the 21st floor, we're on 37 floors. I mean, you're right smack dab in the middle of the building where it's probably doing a lot of contracting.
I'm like,
get me the fuck out of this haunted goddamn house.
You're not in a haunted house.
The whole building is about to fucking fall over.
Yeah, it just happens. It's been here for 40 years. And it happens the night that you stay here. And the building's going to fall over. Does that sound logical to you? All right. Here. Which one of these pills is here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Still pushing with the pills. Solution. By the way, the knocking was me knocking on wood that the building would not fall over.
Oh, you were being superstitious.
I was being very superstitious. Okay, do you want to hear the follow-up? Then I start trying to fall asleep, and unfortunately, I had the dog that was also very disturbed by the wind in my bed with me. And this is
the 10-pound Maltipoo.
Why is he right in between my legs?
Okay, notice he's very comfy, and he has his thunder shirt on.
Where is my thunder shirt?
For one fucked up individual.
I can't believe you just took a Klonopin.
I can't believe you just called the front desk at 3:30 in the morning.
Transferred to a manager. She didn't know how to handle that question.
How is your anxiety now?
My heart is racing. I didn't want to hear that we're in the smack dab in the middle of the building.
It's a perfect place to be, smack dab in the middle.
You know what?
What?
We're at the fulcrum.
Fulcrum.
It's like there's a creaking closet. Are all the doors and shuttered? Are all the hatches beaten down? What? We need to fucking man the fucking room.
Man the room? Where are you?
We need to beat down the hatches.
What do you think? You're like on an island with a tsunami?
We need to strap the fucking shit down.
You're not like in the open plains.
I literally almost fell over in the bathroom.
What? You think you had an earthquake? What is wrong?
No! I think the fucking wind is going.
Is in your mind.
We're like a palm tree in a windstorm.
Oh my god.
We're flapping all over the fucking place.
It's 10:04 in the morning and you think we're part of some sort of a tsunami.
I'm making sure that the fucking...
What are you doing?
The fucking...
What? What are you doing?
I've been dreaming about this all night long.
Oh, for Christ.
I swear to God, I've been dreaming about this all night long.
What are you dreaming about?
I'm in a fucking ship.
The dog was going to shit in the bed.
This fucking dog. Right between my legs. I have no safety when you're fucking between my legs.
What do you mean safety? You ready? Fight or flight?
I can't fucking pop
up?
Yeah.
And run out the
Why
door?
Why does he have to sleep horizontally? Can you
For
sleep?
For such a little dog, he takes up so much space.
He's going vertical. I'm going vertical. The building needs to remain vertical.
He looked up and he was like, oh, he's fucked up.
And you are the one taking the Klonopin. I'm the one that should be taking Klonopin.
I'm happy to give you a quarter, Klonopin.
I don't want to take your fucking mind drugs.
They're labeled, clearly.
Do you hear this?
Yes, I have heard this.
This is worse than ghosts.
My hands are pulsing with anxiety right now.
Your hands are pulsing with anxiety, and your dog is snoring so loud over there that I'm not going to be able to go to sleep.
How are you now responding to the creaking of the walls? Shut the fuck up, Gus. It's like sleeping with a 90-year-old man.
It's totally... Gus. He snores louder than a human. Little munchies are walking across the ceiling. Like the keyboard elves or something.
This is fucking insane. Okay. You fucker.
Maybe it's someone's fucking upstairs.
But I wish there was someone fucking upstairs. It's been going on for the past 3 hours. Gus.
So that was my our dog snoring in the night, adding to the sound, the cacophony of the wind.
The wind, my pills, and the dog snoring.
I was destined to have a good sleep that night.
Oh yeah, and me too. Yeah. We're both destined.
Oh my God, what a night that was! I don't recommend
what
staying anywhere above the 10th floor if you're visiting Chicago, Illinois.
But what have you learned from this?
Don't stay above the 10th floor. Request low.
Did anything happen to you?
I don't know why people pay to stay higher. The higher floors are more expensive. That's garbage.
Did anything actually happen?
Yes, I had a terrible night's sleep.
No, but nothing. All that anxiety that you had, it amounted to what?
To me having a terrible night's sleep.
No, I'm talking about the building didn't come topple over like you anticipated.
I know, Mother. My anxiety is not... rational.
Can you imagine?
I think it is rational, but it is kind of useless.
Do you think you provided some laughter amongst the managers of that hotel the next day?
Yes, I think that was it. Yeah, I really did it for them.
Yeah, I can just imagine. You did it.
It had nothing to do with me and my concern. Yeah, it was a big bit. Yeah.
I do have some questions for the listeners. Have you ever experienced anxiety in a hotel room the way Cam has?
That is my curious question. My curious question.
Cam's curious questions corner. Have you ever heard of anything as dramatic as what Cam went through?
Have you ever been in a building that toppled over from wind? Is a better question, too.
And if you have, how did you survive it?
Give us a shout at Yes Text Mom. We love when you leave us a voicemail. We appreciate the texts, and we just love to be in contact with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. You want to sing them out, Mother?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the towering apartmentees. Hotelies? Oh, well. It's not going to happen. It's not getting better. I think I'm on a downward trend with my songs. I need help, peeps. Tell me how to do better rhyming.
Stop taking Klonopin. It might get better.